Do you believe in click it or tick it?
Welcome to Click It or Take It. I'm PB Tino.
Clint Marshall over here.
Oh, this is a blur of radio. This is a blur.
This podcast will go by in a blur. That was Nick Schaefer.
Oh, we're in a blur because of all the coffee we've been drinking, the TV we've been watching.
Ooh, it's a little early. You know, we're a little revved up.
Yes. Seriously, we're really exhausted.
Yeah. we've been working for the weekend very severely.
Just like everyone else.
And
I'm just like everyone else.
You know, it really minimizes your suffering when everyone's been doing the same thing, huh?
You know what I heard on the way over here?
What's that?
Fucking Two Tickets to Paradise by Eddie Money.
Is Eddie Money?
I've got two tickets to paradise.
What's your packing bags?
Pack of bags, we'll leave tonight.
Don't do it.
That song is awesome.
Never heard that song.
Really?
Bowie's got a marker in his mouth.
You guys are missing. By the way, listener Wad has requested specifically more.
Oh, he's going to get that, dude. You didn't put it far enough out of his reach.
Has requested more Game Master or Game Master.
So. Oh, really? We were going to work on that today. But
well, more coming at you, Wad. Thanks for writing in.
not this moment. Because Pete's relocated his food dispensing to the beach. Yeah?
That's true. Now I work on the waterfront.
I came and hung out with him today at work.
That's true. He did.
Cracked a few cold ones.
He helped me out.
Yeah, I did.
Glenn, trying to help him out.
Hey, I worked at the depot. There's nothing there that I couldn't handle.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of work, have you guys been working pretty hard?
Oh, hard enough.
Yes.
I wonder if you guys know where you should go on your summer vacation.
Well, it's the summer.
Because Maxim knows.
And I am in need of a good vacay.
Well, hold on. All right. Well, let's ask a quick question here.
All right, Nick.
First question is, do you work hard enough to actually deserve a vacation?
Yeah, I would say yes.
I don't.
All right, so Pete, you're going to the yes branch, Glenn's going to the no branch.
Actually, I'll just go yes because I...
No, there's no branch. There's no branch.
Oh, okay, well then I'll branch off to...
Easy there, Speed Racer.
Hey. I'm more of a snake oiler than a Speed Racer.
Actually, I lied. The whole no branch is glad you're honest, go back to eBay and your grandma's knickknacks for beer money.
So, hey!
Well, we have Glenn's answer. Let's continue with me.
Sorry, I thought there was a whole branch.
Well, no, thanks, Nick. I'll just fucking... Here, Ryan, turn my levels off. I'm going to go take a shit.
Just put your thumb up your ass.
All right, so, Pete, you define exotic as A, masturbating in the kitchen for a change of pace.
I was kidding, Ryan.
B, a magical place where bottled water somehow costs $18.50. C, readily available Vicodin quesadillas. D, an Australian girl with grotesquely stretched earlobes and a tool tattoo.
I hate tools, so I'm going to masturbate in that fucking food area.
All right, in the kitchen? All right, Glenn, which are you going to go with, assuming you did work hard enough?
Going to the Mexican pharmacy or whatever that was.
All right, okay. Just ignore Glenn's statement because it does not apply, but
all right,
it's
so,
just for fun.
So
it's good times here on Click It or Take It.
Pete, do you enjoy being touched by disgruntled teenagers dressed as cartoon characters?
Yes, depends on the cartoon. Yeah, why not? Yeah.
Remember that chick Sai we met at Disney World?
Yeah, oh, there we go. Yeah.
So you do. Okay. And let's see. For Glenn's branch on that last one, you went with the pharmacy there?
Mm-hmm.
All right. At the end of the day, you'd like to kick back, chill out, and sip A, some rum drink with hand job in the name, B, a cocktail with dead and living bugs in it, or C, something called Herbal NRG Blast that will turn your pee lavender.
I'll go with hand job.
I'm going lavender pee.
Oh, but Pete, you're going a different journey.
I
chose my own adventure. I'm sorry. Now I have to live with
it. It's better than your vacation. Glenn, shut up.
Oh, so Glenn, you're going hand job?
Yes.
You're falling in right behind. This is a flow chart from Maxim here. So you're falling in right behind Pete now.
Nice.
So do you enjoy being touched by disgruntled teenagers dressed as cartoon characters?
Maybe.
Yes or no.
Then it's just yes or no.
Or else your journey comes to an end there. With the rhetorical question of doom.
Let's bang those kids, yeah.
All right, so you two are going to both travel over to want to buy a photo of yourself answering this question. It's only $30.
I never had the money, but yes, I will.
What was it?
This is edgy and funny. It's Maxim, okay?
What was the
question?
It's
a guy's magazine.
You know those things like on the log flume where you're making like wacky photos?
Yeah.
Do you want that?
No.
I just want to look at
it. Nope, don't want it.
I just want to go to the hut.
Exactly.
Look at me like pretending to sleep or pretend to like blow whoever's sitting next to me or like make out, and that's good enough for me.
All right, so Glenn's going yes, Pete's going no?
Yep.
All right, Pete.
Yep.
Biggest obstacle to vacation sex. It's an A, B, or C sort of thing.
Okay, let's hear it.
Someone made a mess on the diaper changing table in the unisex comfort station. That's A. It's
not phasing me.
B, genital sunburn.
Wait, hers or yours?
C, genital sunburn.
In general, that's just it.
C, you've been kidnapped.
Kidnapped could be kinky. I'm going to go with the general sunburn.
All right, so that could stop you. Okay, so I got you set. All right, Glenn, final question. What's your idea?
Wait, no, I'm changing my answer.
What's that?
I'm going to go with kidnap because if I got the general sunburn, the way I got it was pretty kick-ass.
It's a trap.
No, it's not. It's all not right. A trap act bar.
And it may be
there. Act bar's just pissed because I only had two tickets to Paradise and I took Liam Neeson with me.
And, you know, it could be their general sunburn, in
hey,
which
I
case
you're fine.
I thought
you took Lando.
Nope.
Lando can't
was
be
busy
trusted, Glenn.
No, yeah. That's right, because he's the only
he's the one trying to kidnap me.
That's what I meant.
Yeah, aside from Darth Vader, the
right,
beacon of evil of all those movies.
Who has two white children somehow. All right. So are you saying that Luke Skywalker's a, what is that? What's the word for that?
Half-breed?
Biracial, is that the term now?
Mulatto.
Yeah, there you go. Sounds like a
interracial
delicious sounds like a delicious
is
sandwich.
Is what I'm into.
Yeah, mulatto sounds delicious. Aren't those cookies?
It could be. Mulatto is actually, I know it's usually known as like a drink, like a
milkshake. Yeah, I was going to say a coffee drink or something like that.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, so Pete.
Just one quick thing, sorry.
No. Yep.
My friend, I'm probably going to go to her wedding at the end of the summer. In Puerto Rico, the whole mulatto, like quarter black, whatever, that's like totally acceptable there.
Oh, really?
They're like, oh, yeah, he's like a quarter black.
I guess.
Or he has like white facial features but nappy hair.
Don't
that
you have
has like its own name.
When you have like a half and half population.
I guess then it becomes acceptable. Everyone's just sort of mixed.
Especially because there wasn't such a.
Accept it.
Tried and true history of lynching and
selling people to other people.
Yeah, not as much of that in Puerto Rico. Some of it, just not as much. So, Glenn, what's your idea of a good time? Hey, finding time to finally explore my town's many small kiosks. B, a drunk, naked Dutch guy asking to tap into my four-way. Or C, anything that makes me throw up funnel cake into my mouth.
I'm going to go with B.
You're going with the Dutch, dude?
Yes, I love the Dutch.
Wise choice.
So
I said wise choice.
No.
So, Pete, out of the five answers that
Christian,
there could have been, what do you think you wound up with? Staycation, Hedonism 3, All-Inclusive Resort, Amusement Park, Burning Man, or Tijuana? Which one do you think you got?
I'm hoping for Tijuana.
You're absolutely right.
Oh, yeah, baby.
After this rigorous
South
training
of the border.
Designed by MIT,
down
the
Mexico
M stands
way.
For Maxim. The Maxim Institute of Technology. You got Tijuana on the minus side, violent drug gangs, flu-ridden swine.
Minus?
On the plus side, someone or something will definitely let you pay them for sex.
Hooray.
Yeah, but you can. Have you ever heard of Mexican pharmacies? You just go in there and be like, I need Vicodin. It's not like, do you have a prescription? It's like, my back hurts. I've decided this, so I'm going to get Vicodin.
Yeah, how much money do you have?
From the Mexican pharmacy. And they're like, oh, see, would you like any other like illegal drugs?
Oh, see. But Glenn, did you see that in the news that Mexican drug gangs actually slaughtered huge amounts of the Mexican army and police forces?
Yep.
The drug gangs are stronger than the government.
They're
losing the war on drugs, and it's not proverbial. It's a very literal.
The main problem is that the government is so heavily infiltrated with like it's so corrupt that the army can't move without anyone being like, hey, drug guys, they're gonna be like right here, right then.
And gangs have more. The gangs have more money.
Much more money, and they're better armed. And they know every move that the
But at least it keeps drugs out of our schools.
Yeah. And it keeps me there for vacation.
All right,
dude, can we take a road trip to a Mexican pharmacy, please?
Yeah, let's go to Bridgeport.
Right now.
We should take a road trip.
Yeah.
Let's do a podcast road trip.
Yeah, we could do a few
like
casts
a,
from...
A
oh,
tour.
That would be... That would be
no one knows who we are, but
world
we
tour. Yeah, we'll have book signings.
Really big in the Northeast. Anyone in the Northeast is just like, what?
We'll have book signings, and we'll just sign any books written by anyone.
War and Peace.
We'll sign over the author's
Keep
face.
It real, dude. Peace.
I draw dicks over like the cover.
War
art.
Is bad. Peace equals good. Love, Pete.
Together they equal great, great.
Great, great.
Glenn, where do you think you wound up? Staycation, hedonism?
I'm hoping for a staycation or Tijuana.
I think that's what Glenn's going with.
Glenn got Hedonism 3, all-inclusive resort. You won't be needing your wallet or clothes at this adult resort where creepy foreigners will try to screw your girlfriend.
Nice.
Pete, you had...
Oh. Hey, wait, I have a girlfriend? That's a step up.
Yeah, from Maxim. Now that you read... Assuming you read Maxim, you must have a girlfriend.
Please do, dickwad.
No, that's for the Dutch tourists.
Oh.
You know, to touch that.
What?
You nearly had Burning Man until you switched your final answer, in which case you would have had a scorched hellscape, techno music, sun damage freaks who want you to share their art with you.
Nah.
So I think you'd be happy.
I'm going to get in tight with the drug gangs. Mm.
So, yeah, just, you know, listen.
I'll pay for sex.
Can we make that a drop?
Please? Yeah, yeah. Yeah, Ryan, you need to get on there.
You're welcome.
What's the
one
time
drop
signature
in the bank.
It's like right at 10 minutes, Ryan. So I'll pay for sex. You need to get that from Peter. Hey, nod at me.
So 10 minutes
Ryan,
in,
nod,
and we're already
please.
Getting great confessions. Good times nice. Here on Click It.
Ryan looks like he's ready to go to Tijuana right now, doesn't he?
Yeah, he's wearing the hat, the Glenn's Dealing Days hat.
He looks like my step-grandpa.
Which is way crappier than real grandpa.
What's his name? Buddy Dave?
Yeah, that's what we call him, but who knows if that's who he really is.
BD. Not to be confused with UB.
No,
don't confuse those two.
Are they married, your grandma and Buddy Dave?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So the buddy thing is like for a kid to be like, oh, it's just her friend.
When do they get married?
And now that you're old enough, it's like buddy means like, yeah, this dude's plowing grandma.
No, well, I think it actually was a euphemism for something terribly illegal he did or something. I don't know. I'm getting more details. More to follow here on Click It or Take It.
Yeah, to learn more about pizza, would you like to know more is how we say it here. Or how I say it, without any help from Christian.
Throw up a middle finger, Christian.
Christian doesn't even know.
It's probably not schizophrenia.
I give you the finger.
And what? Okay, how about it?
Christian shrugs very passively.
I'd be honored because at least that would show
would you
that
like
you care.
To know more?
Yeah, there we go. Thank
yeah, it's
you.
Right next to It's Afraid.
Oh, Nick, should we find out?
Ryan is now color-coded the drops.
Christian is not Ryan, having it.
You want to say that into the mic?
Yeah, no, you want to say
I hate color code.
No, screw that. Say it via drop.
Christian's colorblind, you insensitive asshole, Ryan.
Christian, the decision to color code the drops
colorblind
was...
kid? Oh, that should be a drop from Popsicle commercials.
Oh, yes.
Was what?
Right.
Yeah. Unwise. There we go. It was so unwise.
Well, what is the color coding? Like red equals funny, like blue equals not funny?
I don't know. Give Ryan a mic. Let's figure
this out. Ryan, explain the color coding for us.
So we're going to put Ryan on the mic.
Here we go. This better
okay,
be good.
So
God
since I'm a bit rusty with the drops, I'm like, crap, I need to like figure out what goes with what. I mean, I think, oh, I need a matrix drop. I need a douching drop. I need to be able to put together. Christian has so much drop experience. I don't, he knows what goes where. It's instinct for him. Me, when I had to pick it up from scratch, I had no instinct.
I don't even see the code. I just see blonde, redhead.
Yeah, anytime we talk about anything racial now, hopefully we can have an I'm colorblind kid
oh,
drop.
For Popsicle.
I just said that. No one was listening.
No, I know. I wrote it on the fucking
I
drops
said, I'll
we want.
Sex, I'll pay for sex, and then everyone tuned out. I'm it sucks to be Pete.
Unless
you're Tijuana, then it fucking rules to be Pete, because I'm paying for so much sex.
from something or someone.
Yeah.
I'm just
quick
thrilled.
Question for the group. Is going to a glory hole in the men's bathroom gay?
Yep.
Wait.
Next question.
Are you kneeling or are you putting
oh,
your
no,
dick
no, no. You're putting your dick in a hole.
Oh, yeah. Still gay.
All right. What if it was...
It's a trap.
What if it was in a gender-neutral bathroom?
Bi-curious.
What if you can't feel the mustache?
Bi-curious.
What if there isn't a mustache?
There are no glory holes in girls' bathrooms.
No, I'm saying one of those bathrooms, like, say, at, like...
Unigender.
Yeah, I wasn't arguing. Bathroom. I was just blurting out facts.
Pete, how often have you been in girls' bathroom? You don't know.
You guys ever been in a girl's bathroom?
No, yeah,
what would that even be? Like, the girl, like, mashes her vag up against a hole?
No,
like,
they blow you, I'm sure.
Oh, it's not like a.
Yeah, why do you think girls spend so much time in the bathroom? Like, dude,
trying to like scissor.
I remember
the blowing mystery. Cock.
I remember one time I went into the girls' bathroom at the
Guess
high school.
If it's a guy, it's half the fun. When you're blowing him.
When you play Guess Who, it's a mystery.
I knew it was David in that other stall because he was wearing a hat.
Dude, I recognize those shoes.
It's so good for you, dude.
Is a guy I'm blowing wearing glasses?
Nope.
He's blind, Nick.
Damn it.
Nope, but I still have herpes. Does your guy have herpes? Yes.
Are you sure? You've been into a girl's bathroom? You've seen it?
Yeah, although
I've used it.
They have couches.
But I've heard horror stories from girls that apparently women are much more prone to, like, just drop a deuce on the floor and like, smear it on the walls and stuff.
Yeah, but they got
maybe
couches.
Maybe that's disgusting. You know what that may be? I just figured that out as I was saying. Maybe just that they change babies in there?
No. They always have baby changing stations. I'm saying this is in high school even. They had couches.
So they're changing babies.
With club sauce.
Changing babies with club sauce. You got it. You're here first, folks.
I keep cleaning the club sauce out of the baby, but...
All right. What if the questionable gendered person on the other side of the glory hole put club sauce on your wang and then went to town on it?
Then it's kind of gay.
No, that's still gay. It just gives them motivation to do it further.
More club sauce.
Maybe they're less gay because they just wanted the club sauce.
Because club sauce, I thought, all right, fine.
There's also spicy.
So is it ever not gay? What if you go to a glory hole in a women's bathroom?
If you just cut a hole, no, then you're fucking Gene Simmons or something. Like,
he probably has a glory hole in his house.
Gene Simmons probably cuts a glory hole for his dick and then like another hole for his face. Like he just like sticks his face through and sticks his dick through.
And he's like, hey, blow me, come on.
And he draws a thing on the other side so it looks like he's in like Kobe Bryant's body or something, you know. Like,
there's like a mask in the face hole that makes him look like his like fucking Kiss character when he pokes his head through.
Or it says Kiss Army. Blank and the blank is your dick, like number blank.
He has the thing on their side, so it looks like Peter Criss.
he owns Peter Criss, so he makes him work.
My guitar teacher
sticks his dick through Peter Criss in a hole.
Because that's what everyone wanted.
It's Peter Criss's dick, yes.
Not Ace Frehley, though.
Is he the star child? Who's star child?
Fuck, I don't know.
Oh, that's Paul.
Paul something. We could ask Detroit Rock City the movie, but
it was Paul Simon.
Paul Simon.
Paul Simon was in Kiss. That's why he left Garfunkel.
No, Garfunkel was in Kiss too.
Oh. Was he the cat?
Peter Kiss.
Peter Kiss.
Paul Stanley. Wow.
Nice.
Christian, you just won 4 tickets to the
to Paradise.
To Marilyn Manson.
Harkening back to the first podcast.
But yeah, which you can't find on iTunes. If
I wasn't Dr. Contrarian, I'd be Throwback Pete.
Yeah,
by the way, I want to throw this out there now.
I just want to make the threat again. Listen to Click Your Ticket, or I'll come to your house and give you Marilyn Manson tickets.
But I want to let everyone know that those of you listening only on iTunes, you start episode 9. Episodes 1 through 8 are only available on our website, PeteGlennandNick.com. And episodes 6 and 7 in particular are favorites of a lot of people I've talked to.
And there's also a lot of fun stuff out there. So why don't you come and check it out?
PeteGlennandNick.com. See how Glenn dug himself into such a deep hole on Guess the Gender of the Offender.
Yeah. Hey. Really
but is. He made his soaring comeback yesterday.
Yeah, Nick, what's my batting average now?
I don't know, but all I know is that you're like, you must be on the Diamondbacks because you're from Phoenix because you've risen from the ashes.
Oh, ooh. I see what you did there with the words and the imagery.
And like the Diamondbacks, you're still probably going to lose.
Hey, didn't they beat the Yankees one year in the World Series?
That's true. Steroids are awesome
zing,
for
zing,
Luis
zing,
Gonzalez.
Zing, 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 zing.
Everyone was like, oh, because of 9/11, the Yankees have to win like they did the last 3 years. And then Curt Schilling said, no, I hate America.
Curt Schilling is the greatest terrorist.
And then Curt Schilling threw a 98-mile-an-hour fastball at the Twin Towers. And it blew them up.
And knocked the first one down. But then
and the second and then inning, he threw one at the Pentagon.
I was going to say he threw a changeup at the second one. It took a little while longer to get there.
Yeah, no, it's bad.
But he was going to crash into Camp David, but Soriano, somewhere in Pennsylvania, hit it out of the park.
Unfortunately, this is why he doesn't
American hero.
He doesn't sleep with baseballs in his bed anymore, because... At any moment notice, he could just fucking hurl one at the Twin Towers by accident in his sleep. It's really bad.
Yeah, if you look really closely at his bloody sock, you can see Satan's face, much like the smoke of the Twin Towers.
Really? You could see Satan's face?
Yeah, apparently, or whatever.
Is that part of the conspiracy?
Or is Al Gore's face? I don't remember.
I think you could see a picture of the internet.
If you look at this photo of smoke, in which I clearly photoshopped Satan's face, I think it's pretty obvious that you can see Satan's face right here.
Let's get pictures of Satan popping up.
Was that say Christian Lou Bega?
My question is, what are they trying to prove with the whole Satan's face in the smoke? It's like, look, Satan did this.
It's like, oh, okay. Well, let's get him, folks.
Yeah, what exactly are you trying to achieve? It's like, I'm so sick of all these smear campaigns against Satan.
Can we start the next podcast to Mambo Number 5 by Lou Bega?
I guess.
Please?
A little bit of podcast.
Come on, guys. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Not like this.
What
about like this? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. How is that a number one hit single?
You guys have been to Europe,
good.
Right?
It's a good song.
Yes.
Traveled to Europe.
I've been
to
France.
All right, has this happened? What song was it? All right, for me, it's been a few times, but you know there'll be a song that'll be huge here, and then it hits Europe afterwards?
Mm-hmm.
So when you fly to Europe, there'll be the song that was huge there, and it'll be just petering out when you fly there, and then you arrive there, and it gets huge again. Yeah. So you listen to it an extra, like, however long you're there.
I have an inverse one for you, because
Mambo Number 5 was mine, my first time I was there. Yeah, because I heard it the whole summer, and then it was just finally dying, and then I flew to Paris, and it was just hitting. So
what
it was fucking
that,
everywhere.
Crazy, it was all seen elsewhere. What's the dude's name?
Gnarls Barkley,
yeah. I got I like that song, though, so I didn't mind. But I got the inverse. I got fucking James Blunt, You're Beautiful, before it hit in the States. So I had to listen to it every fucking 5 seconds there.
And oh, is he English?
Yeah. And then I got back and it was all over the goddamn place and it made me want to kill myself again. But my parents took away anything that I could hang myself or shoot myself or cut myself with. And I just had to hang out. And
you know,
it
to me.
It happened to me with Umbrella with Rihanna too when I went to London last
Umbrella?
Year.
Umbrella? I don't even know.
Ella.
Oh, my Umbrella. Nah, yeah, yeah, yeah. Nah, I don't know.
I meet the like super smart Jewish guy who wrote that song.
Yeah,
or like the Swedish guy who doesn't speak English and just programs the hits. Yeah,
dude, that shit pisses me off. Rihanna, like, and all those people now, everything is just
hottest
like,
in the world.
You think it pisses you off? Talk to Chris Brown.
Well, okay. Say you're driving in a Lamborghini.
Good time.
Say you're driving in a Lamborghini and you're in an argument with your girlfriend and she takes the keys and fucking throws them out into like a bush. You know, you'd probably hit it.
I don't know. The thing is, you bought that Lamborghini with like 1/300th of the money you got for standing in your room and going, yeah. So I don't know how
I don't
how
even
upset
know who
I'd
Chris
be.
Brown is.
He did one song called like Kiss Kiss or some shit. Bang, and the chorus is Kiss 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 Kiss.
So we're going back to Kiss.
So it's a really good song.
Pretty much. Yeah, he spent 5 years undergrad studying poetry. He had to take longer because he wanted to take extra poetry classes.
Uh-huh.
And then he got his master's in poetry. Creative writing and poetry.
Oh.
And then he actually...
And then he interned at the Jeff Dillon Schneider Corporation.
No, then he started... He interned at Juilliard. No, he wasn't that prestigious. Yeah. But he went to Juilliard as a teaching sort of adjunct professor.
Mm-hmm.
And then he wrote Kiss, 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 Kiss.
He finally dropped that bomb on us.
Yeah, before he dropped some mean hooks on Rihanna.
I heard they were mostly crosses. Because
he dropped his hooks on us and then on Rihanna.
After intercourse...
What do we do?
Hit Rihanna.
Christian, what do we...
Rihanna! Oh, you were right on top.
It's a trap!
Get out of the Lamborghini!
But if some dude rolls up in a Lamborghini, I think I'd get punched in the face to ride in a Lamborghini for a while.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
No.
No? You're not a fan of nice cars?
No.
Really?
No. What about to drive one?
Get punched in the face to drive one?
Yeah.
Nope.
Not even the possibility to steal it.
Oh, so unwise.
You wouldn't get punched in the face by, like, I don't know, say Ryan.
I could steal it, yes.
Okay,
given to me.
Would you let Ryan punch you in the face to drive a Lamborghini?
Oh, yeah.
What about Chuck Liddell?
No.
No, fuck no.
What about Brock Lesnar?
Even if you steal a Lamborghini, that won't pay for all the surgeries you need to fix your face.
From getting your...
Even in like the nameless hypothetical I was saying, though, it's like, but what if it was a professional fighter who's like known for punching? It's like, well, I guess.
Oh, joke's on you. He's mainly a grappler. Oh! Should have gone for it.
Yeah, I heard Brock Lesnar beat Frank Mir.
He did.
I didn't see it, but...
My buddy used my BlackBerry to put money on it, like...
Really?
Yeah, at the Mets game.
On Lesnar?
Yeah, just not even... He doesn't know anything about fights. It was entirely based off of the odds, so...
I was really bummed when fucking Randy Couture got his, like, face punched in by Brock Lesnar because he's, like, my hero.
Yeah, that guy
is kind of cool that
he spent his whole career punching upward at, like, people who are bigger than him and, like, knocking their asses out.
It was kind of cool that Lesnar, though, He started as a fighter. He started as a pro wrestler.
Football player. Wrestler. NCAA
he was
wrestler,
a pro,
yeah.
And then he was like a legit real wrestling. Then he went to the NFL. Then he went to like WWE. And now he's back in UFC killing people. So.
Yeah.
That's
great. I mean,
that's a talent.
And in his free time, he hunts. Like that's like
yeah, that's all he does.
He lives in a cabin.
He doesn't have TV aside from like hunting shows. That's all he watches.
Gordon Beckham, star rookie for the White Sox, they had one of those pop culture fun questions for a bunch of athletes, and they said if you could transform into anything, what would you transform into? And everyone said some type of car, except for Gordon Beckham, who said Megan Fox's bed. So I thought that was pretty clever for a guy who all he does is hit baseballs. So
I hope he achieves that dream.
What would you transform into, Pete?
If I could transform into anything?
What about me? Would you transform into me?
No.
You could answer. Wait, into you or into you?
Into me.
I said that doesn't actually clarify what I realize now that my question was really unclear.
I'd like to transform into a cheeseburger and be the most delicious cheeseburger and then get eaten. Just because the guy eating me would like be so satisfied. It'd be better than being like, you know, Megan Fox's bed.
I would probably want to be Megan Fox's duvet cover. I don't know.
I want to be a cheeseburger.
Give me in a second, Nick. Why don't you tell yours and then I can fucking think. How about her boyfriend?
Christian would transform into her boyfriend.
I don't want to date her. Haven't you seen that new movie where she like kills people? She'll ice you.
She'll in Transformers 2, she runs through the desert in 2 miles, doesn't take off her denim jacket, and somehow her lips are like completely glossy the entire time. It's the Egyptian fucking desert. It means it shouldn't happen, Christian.
So what would you transform into?
Nick. It's really hard to say. I asked that question expecting no follow-up questions. So
I would probably transform into
a whiskey bottle so that people just pour whiskey into me. I pour so much whiskey into whiskey bottles you wouldn't even believe.
I would probably
at the
transform
factory, idiot.
Dude, that's what I was talking about. That's I work at that factory.
Like,
dumbass.
I guess when you say transform into it, it's like, are you going to permanently be this object,
yes,
or do you have
yes.
the ability to switch into it at will?
No, you can just transform into
an eagle.
Yeah, I was going
to
think it's
then I'd fly like an eagle to the sea.
Yes, this is Animorphs.
This is Animorphs.
I would transform
back
into an Animorph.
Everyone.
I would transform into an Animorph. Thank you for answering the question for me, Ryan.
I would transform into the entire Camp Jelly Jam from Goosebumps.
Was that in Say Cheese and I or Say Cheese?
No, I
Eat
think
cheese.
It was like...
Do you remember Goof Lumps?
Goof Lumps, yes. I had, like, I heard it was like, smell this cheese and barf was one of the books.
Yeah. And there was one, like, it came from under the kitchen sink was the real one, so the Goof Lumps one was like, don't look at the kitchen sink because it's a monster, O-A-J-K, it's not a monster. Just very roundabout, unclever puns.
Did you ever read
Night
those?
Night
so
of Living Dummy was just called, like, Dummy, yeah. And, like,
you,
Cuckoo Clock of Doom was called like poo poo.
Who are a dummy? Sort of thing.
Poo poo cock.
Who wrote that?
A poon.
LOL Stein.
Lol.
Okay. Yeah. So, all right. There we go.
Don't you have the Stein guy's autograph?
I do. I was doing stand up at Caroline's and Pete was as well.
Ooh,
but,
yeah. So
I
was Sandy Kane.
Stand up New York.
I have a stand up bit that I used to do where I talked about when I was 8 trying to read a choose your own adventure book, and I didn't know how to do it, so I just read it one page at a time. And I mentioned that it was a Goosebumps book. And the time previous to this stand up in question night, someone in the back of the audience yelled, was like, woo, when I said Goosebumps. And I said, I don't know why you're cheering. R.L. Stein's not here.
I got a big laugh.
Well, at the next show, R.L. Stein was there, and I mentioned Goosebumps, and then as soon as I did that, this one table wouldn't shut up. So then after I sat down back at my table after my set, someone from the table came over and said, hey, R.L. Stein's actually at our table. We're sorry for making a lot of noise during your set. And I talked to him. He's like, yeah, I didn't think people read my books anymore. It meant a lot to hear that. He was this really, like, kindly-looking old Jewish guy with, like...
Billionaire.
I remember him from the Goosebumps television series. He introduce it.
Oh, I didn't know
that.
I
remember The Haunted Mask was his personal favorite. Mm.
But nice. So he signed a napkin for me, and he wrote, Dear Nick, I'm honored to be in your act. Have a scary day.
A spooky day. Was it spooky or scary?
Scary. And I have that napkin framed in my room. So.
That's sweet.
Yeah. What are the odds? I could have talked about
it. What an eclectic item to own.
Yeah. I'll sell it on eBay once my heroin habit gets too expensive, so...
It's not too pricey now, though.
Unless this podcast really takes off, in which case I've got it made.
Yeah, fucking getting paid to talk bullshit. Yeah, we need to get some ads up on the website. Start creating some revenue.
Yeah.
Can move out of my goddamn parents' house.
Yeah, but we do this to make money.
Yes. This is.
I couldn't even finish that sentence.
I mean, yeah, our microphones are made out of $1,000 bills that we've made off
and
of this podcast.
And we need more.
Yeah, because we heat Podcast Central, our deep... Since we're so far underground, you'd think being that close to the Earth's core, we'd be heated by magma.
But au contraire.
But our magma furnace just fucking is on the fritz, so we've been just heating the house with money. Or our bunker, I mean.
And this podcast was money.
Yeah, so, I think we're coming to a close.
So I hope you guys send us money in exchange for the podcast, which we gave you.
You don't, we will give you Marilyn Manson tickets.
Yeah, that threat still stands, dude.
Money or Marilyn Manson.
You think we ran out because it's been about a month and a half of
but
people
no,
not
listening.
We're
down to 978 container ships.
Pay it or ticket.
And
ticket or pay it.
Good night, everyone.
Yeah, good night, everybody.